Sarah Andrews, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you are asking Canadians to go dark on Facebook and Instagram today and yesterday as well. Tell us a bit, walk us through the strategy or the thinking behind this action that you're asking for participation in.
Yeah, sure. So I'm sure probably a lot of your listeners have heard about the Online News Act and the fact that in response to this new law, which was designed to ensure that Canadian media receive compensation from online platforms for the work that they do, Meta decided to just simply block access to news across the platforms to Canadians. So if you go on Facebook and Instagram, you can't access any news stories. So this boycott is organized in reaction to Meta's decision to block news. And what we've been asking Canadians to do yesterday and today is to not post on Facebook and Instagram. And if they can, even choose not to go on the platforms at all. Because as I'm sure people are aware, Meta monetizes our presence on these platforms. They sell ads against us being there. I'm sure we've all seen those ads through our Facebook posts and on our Instagram stories. So by not being present on the platforms, we hope that it'll send Meta a message that we won't be pushed around by Meta and that they should reverse course and allow us access to news.
All right. And so I guess the idea is that they will sort of notice the drop in numbers over this time and maybe feel it in their revenues.
Yes. I mean, I appreciate it's a small action. And I hear, you know, people saying boycotts, they never really work. And I completely appreciate that sentiment. But at the same time, the more people we are participating in this, the stronger a message we will send to Meta. And this is, you know, getting really great coverage in our media. So Meta is obviously aware that it's happening and obviously aware that a lot of Canadians across the country are not happy with what is happening, especially when you consider what's going on in Western Canada with the fires and the fact that, you know, people are not able to access local news on platforms like Facebook and Instagram. So I feel like Meta has to pay attention to what Canadians are telling them.
Okay. Now, you know, depending on where you look, there's various criticisms of what's going on here. So, when you look at the situation, who do you blame for what's happening here? This point of, I guess, this impasse that we've got between Meta and the Canadian government. You know, how do you see it for, you know, why are Canadians getting their news blocked? Do you see any fault falling with the Canadian government's Bill C-18? Or do you see it sort of squarely on Meta's shoulders here?
Well, I think it's important to look at other jurisdictions who've done similar legislation. So Australia has a law in place now, and Meta chose to block news in reaction to that as well. They came to an agreement, and, you know, Meta and Australia have a situation that is working for them. California has a law that just came into effect. The U.S. is considering similar legislation. So Canada is not the first country to, you know, work on ensuring that media receive compensation for the work that they do from these platforms. And I think it's important to note as well that Meta is not the only platform that is targeted by the Online News Act. Google is another platform that is, you know, will be compensating media under this new law. And Google is still in conversation with the government to work out a deal that will work for Google and for the Canadian government. So I really don't understand what Meta's problem is walking away from the table and not continuing the conversation with the government. If Google is able to stay, it will be up to Meta to kind of explain to us why they can't stay as well.
Now, I know that, you know, the Bill C-18, really the details have yet to be worked out about how it would work. Does Friends of Canadian Broadcasting have sort of an ideal version of how you'd like to see this bill work to support journalism and news reporting in Canada?
I mean, in our ideal situation would be growth in media in Canada, that we see, strong deals for local news, for local radio, for local TV. Our goal is to make sure that we have more news. So an ideal outcome from the Online News Act would be growth in the Canadian journalism sector. It would be a reverse of what we've seen for the last 10, 15 years, where so many outlets have been shuttering and local newspapers have been shutting down and jobs are being lost across the board. So that would be an ideal situation for us.
All right. This is probably a good time as any to ask it. Tell us a bit about who are the Friends of Canadian Broadcasting. You're not an industry group. You're an sort of audience group,
nope.
Right?
We are nonpartisan, non-industry, not-for-profit. So we are Canadians across the country. So we have supporters in every province, and from coast to coast to coast. And we care about Canadian stories on our screens. So we care about Canadian journalism. We care about Canadian broadcasting, and we work to ensure that big tech platforms like Facebook, platforms like Instagram, play by Canadian rules and pay their fair share.
All right. Do you have a, I guess if you look into the future, how do you see this this impasse resolving itself?
Definitely dialogue. Part of what we're trying to do by doing, this call to action, but also in the interviews that we're doing is encourage Meta to come back to the table and have a conversation with the government about how we can move forward together. I don't think it's in anyone's interest to continue to have news blocked on the platform. So we're hoping that Meta will come back to the table and work with us to ensure that, they're compensating Canadian news media outlets for their work.
All right, many thanks, Sarah. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.